Welcome back. It's America Weekend. Happy to be with you, Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold. Now, for a long time, Valerie, experts have divided the population into two categories. You're either introverted or extroverted.
Yeah.
Which are you, by the way?
Okay, so I waffle between the two.
You do?
I do waffle between the two. It depends on the circumstance. It depends on the people I'm with. And it depends on my mood. And, of course, you know I'm a Gemini, so it makes sense that I can't fit in either category
right.
for me. What about you?
Well, most people consider me an extrovert, and I'm a Leo, which would make sense. But I don't think of myself as an extrovert. I can be extroverted. Certainly, you know, speak on the air for many years. I'm not shy about giving my opinions, and I'm happy to introduce myself to a stranger. But there's times I just want to be alone as well. I'm not so thrilled about being at a big group, in a big group of people.
So maybe there's another way to go.
There is. Actually, I've just been reading. There's a new category where most of us fall into, which is ambivert. We have a little bit of extrovert and a little bit of introvert.
Absolutely.
And just like you say, it depends on the circumstances.
It makes sense because right. to be black and white for me never works anyway.
True. Being a Gemini.
Yeah.
So experts now believe that personality traits like introversion or extroversion fall on a spectrum. It isn't one or the other. It isn't A or
okay.
B. And although they think they remain stable throughout your life, they've been categorized long. So extroverts, we all know what that is, right? They're people who love to have lots of people around them. They're energized by other people's attention. They enjoy brainstorming with others, working with others, blah, blah, blah. When they're alone, they get bored
mm-hmm.
or restless.
Yeah.
And introverts, on the other hand, like to be alone or in a small group, and they feel drained by a lot of forced mm-hmm. social interaction. But it says here that two-thirds of people are ambiverts, which is a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and only one-third remains to be split between extrovert, true extrovert, and true introvert.
Only one-third remains to be split.
Right, so one-sixth of the population are true introverts.
And fall in those categories.
One-sixth is true extroverts.
Okay.
And the remaining two-thirds of people are ambiverts.
I like that. I think it makes sense.
Yep. So if you crave, at the end of a long day at work, a happy hour with friends, or you'd rather just sit on the couch with a remote control, or maybe it's different on different days, you might be an ambivert, right?
Well, I mean, isn't it obvious that every day it's a different circumstance and that people have, remember the biorhythms? Your biorhythms are off, whatever that means.
I guess.
You know?
Although, one of the questions here for diagnosing whether you're a true introvert, extrovert, or ambivert was, when you get to a social event, at what point do you generally want to leave? Is it as soon as you get there, or are you the last person to go?
And once again, it depends on the event.
It does, but I have a husband who's always the last to go.
I have to say I'm generally last, too.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, that would make you more extra than intra.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or maybe I got there late. I mean, who knows? What time did you get there?
Maybe. It could be. Anyway, it turns out that ambiverts, the group in the middle, make the best salespeople.
Oh, yeah.
Because they know when to listen as well as when to speak up.
Okay.
They're balanced. The drawback to being an ambivert is that it's sometimes difficult to know which side of your personality you need to tap at any given moment, whether you do need to speak up and be the life of the party, or you need to lay back and let somebody else take the reins. So ambiverts may not always be so sure about what's going to make them happy in a situation.
Unsure that this is completely my MO. Completely
yeah.
my MO. And even not only in parties, but think about if you're at a board meeting where you have to have decisions, you have to make a plan to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to lay back and let everybody else make their opinions and start the process. But sometimes you have to speak out too. So
right.
it finding that line is very unique, I think.
Do you tend to think about what you're going to say before you say it?
Yes, I do think about it.
Okay, so extroverts tend not to, and introverts tend to overthink it. I guess if you would think but still speak, then you would be an ambivert.
Wow. It seems like a torture right now.
A torture?
A torture.
Ambivert?
Yeah.
It seems like a torture. No, it's good. You're socially flexible. You're good at communicating. Your mood moderates.
You just never know where you are.
You're adaptable.
What side of the fence you are, right?
You're adaptable. You have no default mode. It's great, right? You can change to fit the situation at hand.
A chameleon.
Ambiverts are where it's at.
A chameleon?
Yes. I endorse ambiversion.
When did this just popped up now,
yes.
Recently?
Yes.
All right. Thank you for finding that.
There you go.
Ambiverts unite.
True.
America Weekend is where we are.
I'm Leslie Gold.
I'm Valerie Smaldone.
Harrison with you. Why are we recycling bottles instead of refilling them these days? Scientists are now saying that recycling is a fraud and a scam perpetrated by the bottling business on the citizens and cities of America. They point to all sponsors of the recent America Recycles Day. Recycling, they say, is simply the transfer of a manufacturer's responsibility for what they make to the taxpayer. So cities now have to buy fancy trucks to keep garbage separate and pay to pick up people's discarded litter off the street. 63% of recyclables ending up in landfill anyway. So why no more refillable, reusable bottles? Turns out bottling companies invented the notion of recycling so they could roll out billions more plastic bottles of disposable water and sodas. The word recycle is now felt should be replaced with reuse, repair, and refill. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This four-time All-Star was a key member of the 92 Blue Jays and 96 Yankees championship rotations. When the pressure was on, he was so cool, he wouldn't even spell choke.
Choke, I don't know how you spell it. C-H-K, I spell it.
Something like that. Yeah.
So, where is Jimmy Key now? There's a good reason for Jimmy's comfortable retirement. He was sleeping with his agent. Jimmy's wife, Cindy, took over his business interests, and they earned more than $30 million during his career. Jimmy can be seen regularly at golf charity events and also on YouTube, where he was part of an unforgettable ESPN promo.
Jimmy Key is attempting
Jimmy
to come
Key,
back.
Jimmy Key, what's he like, 45? I could hit him.
45? I'm sure he's under that on the back nine. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.